Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. We're here to have another wonderful program. And today is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We just did our four-hour call today. And the day today is 5:10, and tomorrow is 5:11. So later on in the program here, we'll do some clearing for 5:11 here. Well, let's first clear today off for people. And we'll go to the Lightship probably maybe half an hour or so. So here we go. Let's clear away some of your situations, traumas, emotions, whatever you're dealing with or have dealt with maybe today or even, a few days ago. And here we go. Think of that situation, and we'll clear it. So I'll count to five to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? And next we're going to do another one. So think of maybe one that you don't really want to look at. Let's go into your childhood. Maybe it's one of the Mother's Day situations that, you're dealing with. Maybe you went into the store to buy a cart for your mother and you thought of the time that maybe she, yelled at you a lot and that came up. And now you're dealing with that energy. And maybe your mother's no longer living, or she is living, and you don't know how to deal with it because it hurts you, either emotionally or physically, of what she did to you. So we'll clear away that energy. So I want you all to think of something like that, if that's the case. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's clear off another energy of maybe feelings in your feeling body. So it could be the same situation. Sometimes the bodies will take up the same issue if one gets overloaded. So let's do feeling body. So release energies from that or your own particular issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we're going to energize the light being. So bring it up on the BBS site or creationlightship.com website. And here we go. I'm going to use the word stronger to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And tomorrow we have our 8-hour conference call, getting rid of alien critters off of people. So if you haven't ever done that, might be of interest to you because it helps people out a whole bunch. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. And it's Kathy tonight. So, Kathy, are you out there somewhere?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone. And welcome to Creation Lightship Healing on BBS Radio. We're on Station 2 on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And we have the user-friendly fast chat available for those of you who'd like to post comments about some of those healings Ron just did. And during the program as well. And also, any questions that you might have for Ron regarding the subject at hand, please use a couple of question marks afterwards so I can easily spot them and read it for Ron to hear. And then also, the moderator is posting some announcements at the beginning and after the program in the fast chat. And if you do miss those announcements, you can catch them by clicking the link that says Archive under the Fast Chat box. And it'll take you back to those recent pages so you can review the posts and see what was written, said, or asked. So also, we have a place at the Yahoo email where you can send your question or comments either before the programs, during the programs, or after the programs. If Ron is asking for your reaction or testimonies, they're always welcome. And I want to thank everyone for continuing to send them in for us co-hosts to read to Ron and to help to get your questions answered. And so the email address is our same usual one, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I see there's several here now, a couple of comments in the fast chat, and I've gotten some from last night, too. that I'm going to read to you, Ron, and some testimonies as well. So, Ron, you mentioned just at the beginning of the program that tomorrow, Sunday, is Mother's Day. And you said the date was 5/11. So 5/11/2014. Do you suppose we could get you could clear those dates for us?
Sure. So we'll do this like we do the natal chart clearing, where it has numbers. So we're going to first clear the 5. So I'll just count to 5 to do that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then we'll clear the 11. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll clear the 2 for, 2014. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 0 got us. We'll clear the 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, wow, interesting. Then I'll do the 1. And then the 1-4, because they could be different connections. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Remember, they connect you through keywords. You have to remember that, and key letters and numbers and things. So what you're hearing a lot is how they connect you. And that's unfortunate, but they have to get a way to get into your energy system. And because we do have a language here, a lot of words are used a lot, and they mainly concentrate on the vowels. So anyway, that should be cleared off. You may feel a little different. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Oh, thanks, Ron. You cleared the dates using the natal barcode clearing, which is an online clearing that you've created and is on your website, creationlightship.com. That is a fantastic clearing for getting away the energies of the vowels and the letters and the keywords. I wonder, Ron, why, speaking of Mother's Day, why it is that in our linear time, certain groups of people like mothers are targeted to be honored on the calendar. Do you have any idea about that?
Well, I have to look at that one. Well, just tying you back into timeline. So what I would, as I'm looking at it, what I'm understanding is the fact that if you think of your mother, you're going to bring up the events in your life that goes back to past timelines of when you were with your mother and the remembrance of whatever happened on that particular time or day. So I would hope that most people would think of their mother maybe possibly making you a wonderful birthday cake. So you may have that remembrance. Naturally, if your mother is no longer living, just kind of touching on this here, and you saw your mother maybe hooked up to tubes in a hospital, that's going to be pretty traumatic for you. So what they're doing is they're finding a way to connect with you, to abduct you and take your energies from you because of your connection with your mother and what that means to you. And so that's one, because remember, everybody here on the planet doesn't live forever. And so naturally, as you get older, most people, their mothers are no longer here. Or maybe your mother rejected you when you were younger and maybe gave you up for adoption or something, or maybe you had a druggy mother and they couldn't take care of you, or just something. But it's a real tight connection, and you probably have more energy toward your mother than you do your father. So normally the mother energy will give you that quote-unquote love energy, where your father's probably there to maybe keep you in line, and there's less nurturing. And so what I'm trying to say is if your mother is no longer living, that could be a really big one for a lot of people because of the way you felt toward your mother and she's no longer here. And that could be very, very sad for you. So in that case, what I'll do is a clearing for sadness. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do one for heartache. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll start to take out some heart knots in case you're really being affected by this here. So we're going to work with your heart center here and just start taking away your pain and emotional trauma that you could have as this day's coming into, you know, manifestation. And also your manifestation on all these past timelines where you're remembering your mother. And here we go, taking out some heart knots. So there's some being released here. And there we go. It was probably one of the more significant days that you're going to have in a year is Mother's Day. So I'm sure they set it up that way for you. There we go. And another one coming out there. Okay, so back to you, Kathy. That's pretty intense.
Let me take a breath because I did feel that very keenly. And for those of us listening who are mothers, and then again, for those of us who have mothers, which is everybody, it does, this day kind of celebrated in the United States, it's kind of strange. Because, of course, you know, you have a mother. So, but there's so much attachment to it of emotion and importance and role-playing and the purpose of life. It goes on and on. And it seems that in the media, there's been a lot of ways they've found to evoke emotions on Mother's Day. And also cards, letters, commercials, advertisements. Everybody wants to, like, sort of capitalize on it as well, it seems. So it's very much a connection. And, Ron, that clearing you did, I'm sure, will help those of us who have what's called mother issues. And it seems that that's a very big deal, especially in certain cultures where perhaps the mother's role was overemphasized or overly important in perspective of the rest of the family members. And I'm thinking specifically of certain cultures. Ron, you probably hear about this a lot. But I know that I've heard from my friends of different ethnic backgrounds, Italian and Irish. They have a lot of songs about the mother, and some of them are sad, some of them are longing, some of them are about, you know, the love they have for their mother. There's quite a few operas about the mother role. Do you suppose you could offer us a clearing for cultural attachments we might have to the mother role?
Okay, so let's see what we can do here. Well, I'm almost getting like cultural enslavement toward mothers. May not be the right wording. May I have to mix the words up a little bit. But it's definitely a mind control pattern that's activated probably through different cultures. So let's release that mind control pattern. So if you happen to, you know, you have a culture that deals with mothers a lot, we'll say, like Kathy was saying, let's see if we can get rid of that energy for you. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's just release you from a timeline. Here we go. So I'll deal with people who no longer have a mother, and will take you and try to neutralize, if you want this, the last timeline that your mother was living, because you're probably going to be tapped into that more than anything else, and you may have regrets about not connecting with her. We'll say that maybe she died, this would have said last year. And so you're going to automatically go to that timeline tomorrow and think about those events. And maybe you got into an argument with your mother, and now it's recycling again. And you go, boy, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Or why did my mother say that she loved me? You know, and now you're there, and it's not having closure, and that day's recycling, and you don't know what to do with it because nothing got said, and you're trying to figure out how you can get out of that energy, but yet every year it'll be coming up on the same, second Sunday of the month in May. So here we go. Let's try to do something for you to help you out so you can put that to rest. You want to have peace with it. So here we go. Think of that issue that you may have had, and it could be very sad for you, but we'll try to release that. So one, two, it will be released if you think about it. I won't say try. So think of what your issue is. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that should help you out. Remember, you want to be in neutral with all these issues. So that's where you want to be. And your mother may not be in neutral, but you want to be in that particular neutral state so that you can live your life and move forward without being stuck and living in your past. So back to you, Kathy. I know it feels pretty heavy to me, all the energies out there. I have energies running through me of a lot of sadness and then also the flip side of a lot of anger. So kind of both almost being equal. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, yeah, the energy feels heavy to me too, and you may have been picking up on some of us remembering our grandmothers as well. In my instance, this is a wonderful opportunity to heal the issue of unresolved matters with my grandmothers. My mother's still living, and I'm going to be with her tomorrow. It'll be a wonderful day. But my grandmothers, I was very close to. However, I was so young, I didn't quite understand some of the things they were trying to tell me and some of the things they needed and wanted from me. And so when they passed away, I felt like there was a lot unresolved. And I've figured it out later now, but it's almost like that feeling of, well, now I know what you were trying to tell me and what you needed and wanted, but it's too late. And so I just neutralized that thought and feeling with that last clearing you did, Ron, because that has been sort of on my mind lately. It seems to be coming up. And it just kind of also reminds me of the idea of that the mind energy has created for us about the apron strings. No one wears aprons anymore, but the idea of the apron strings, which was the cording we have to our mothers, whether we're with them or not, is still very strong. So I know that you just did that clearing, but do you suppose you could also clear the energetic cords of the attachment to our mothers or the memories of our mothers? I mean, just a small sample.
Okay, so yeah, that's... Maybe, let me see here. Let's just say maybe you do something and you're kind of wanting maybe your mother, you know, in the background to say, yeah, you did a good job, you know, and she's no longer here. You're waiting to have that confirmation somehow and she's no longer here on something. So, yeah, this would be kind of like the you know, mother watching over you, so to speak. So here we go. Let's clear away that energy. And whatever seems to work for you dealing with your mother, you can change it somewhat if you wanted to during this clearing so you can get what you need. And here we go, releasing the energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Kathy, turn it back over to you again.
I'd like to take this time, Ron, to read some comments from the listeners in the fast chat regarding these healings to the mother issues and the mother emotions that tomorrow Mother's Day is evoking. Okay, so one person wrote in big letters, wow, after you did that clearing. She felt pressure released from her lower region, the female organs. And then just now she says that the area from her throat to her knees is clean. And she's exclaiming, gracious, goodness. And then another one person says he felt a knot come out when you did the heart knots clearing. So this is important. I'm sure other people are feeling the same things, and maybe some people are on mobile devices, so it's kind of hard to type in things. But we know that Mother's Day, you know, is kind of in the United States, is kind of hard to ignore, because everywhere you go, there's balloons, cards, mention of it, and of course the advertisements and lots of emails. So, Ron, you did a timeline crash for that, the event and the relationships and the cultural enslavement type of thing, and then just now the energetic cord removal, and then earlier you did a natal barcode removal. Could we also use if we have the natal barcode removal, could we also use it to type in the word Mother's Day for ourselves and clear off the vowels and the consonants? You did clear off the numbers, but can we just also clear off Mother's Day and have some relief that way as well?
Yes, online you could do that, and whatever relates to mothers. So that could be a really big thing if you wanted to do that clearing. And that's a big issue for you, because that would be the way to get yourself released from the controlling energies of the mind control, just by doing that clearing. So you may want to look at how your mother energy is, how it's affecting you, what the key words are. Maybe she gave you a nickname, you know, and so, you know, she's not around to give that nickname to you, but it's still a key word holding you into the energy. Remember, the aliens take those energies of the keywords and track you with them and give you a lot of problems and situations that you really shouldn't even have. So I would think that Mother's Day and also Father's Day, you may want to write down all those particular names that you, or numbers or anything else, you know, memories that could correlate to a particular day. Maybe for some reason, you know, you had a sweet 16 party, you know, and you're a girl, and your mother maybe made a dress for you or something, and that's a date that is stored in you of this wonderful event that happened, and that's just keywords. So you want to clean out all the keywords and days and numbers that relate to maybe your mother, because they will use those and haunt you. You can get rid of one of those particular situations, and then they'll find another one that's stored inside of you to put you in more trauma, more misery, or sadness. So that's the way to use that clearing, is to get this stuff off of you. And that's why we have it on the website, the natal chart clearing, to get rid of tracking keywords and different things like barcodes, in a sense, that would prevent you. It's not really a barcode clearing, but it is energies that are connected to you causing you situations. So that's what I would do, is probably do that type of clearing. Otherwise, it'll come up next year, too. And it could be even worse next year. So you want to get this energy out of you and get freed up. So back to you, Kathy.
So to totally get freed up, you're suggesting we type in the words like mother, Mother's Day, mom, whatever language you use, which you call your mother, mama, or whatever the word is, grandmother, how about stepmother, caregiver, second mom, you know, those kinds of things. We can put those in for ourselves to clear off that energy and get free of that karmic attachment. So that's a good idea.
Yes, and maybe your mother gave you, as a girl, maybe, I don't know what the mother would give a male too much, but, you know, normally, young girls will get mother, you know, dolls from their mother and everything else because it's more nurturing, I would say, typically for the female over the male. And so women probably are much more affected, you know, with all these different things. So just figure out what it is there, because get yourself enslaved from all of these keywords that's going to be haunting you until you die, you know, because it'll always come up on that date. They'll figure out a way, the aliens, to torment you with this here. And so that's why, and even, you know, you may want to look at that same situation of, you know, Christmas. You know, because they're all keywords. So find out what keywords are connecting you to, what is, say, your relatives. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, that could be quite a few keywords. I mean, parents have us doing so many things when we're kids, and it's part of the programming, part of the job of being a parent. Just we get entrapped into that whole system. So it could really open up a big can of worms for us to clear out and keep that natal barcode running in more than one window, I suppose. They do take a while because the barcode removal is so fantastic. It clears everything frontwards, and then you can set it to clear out backwards too. And you have to do both. Is that right, Ron? Got to clear front of the word and the backward, correct?
Yep. That's the way it works. So it's complete.
Complete. Yeah. Must do both. Okay. Well, that's just a big subject that kind of also leads to that cording, the emotions. I see someone in the chat room saying that he feels invaded by his mother, and so there's also people feeling blame, guilt, obligation. And then the mind control pattern of having to run out and buy gifts or spend time or call or feel bad that you couldn't be with your mother if they're here, that sort of thing. And so I wonder, Ron, if we could use that energetic people cord release whole life clearing you have on your website. It's a really great online clearing called Energetic People Cord Release. Could you explain how we could use that? Would we put our name in there and maybe our mother's name next to us and to our name and clear that for our whole life?
Yeah, that would work very well. I don't know
good.
Which one would be better, you know. I think I would probably do the natal chart one and really give it some thought before you get the clearing, so you have a bunch of issues down, you know, because these are all the key words that connect you to the timelines. And so you may be able to do that. I'm just kind of looking at this here. In place of doing cordings, cording is a different thing, but if you get rid of the word that you're being used and connected to the cord somebody, it might go away. But naturally, when you think of somebody, instantly you're corded. So, you know, maybe they're both, you know, very good to do. I'm just trying to figure out a way to, I won't say do it quicker, but to get rid of a lot of that residue. Because if you're not connected with the words and the words go away from you out of your consciousness, then you may not be, you know, connected to a lot of the cordings. So, but, you know, it could be a whole different situation too. But I'll do a sample of cording. So think of, I guess, your mother. And, boy, you know, you're probably corded to her, you know, 100 times a day when she was living, especially when you're going to school, you know. And you know how mothers always check on their children. They know exactly what you're doing. Most mothers, you know, if you get hurt at school, they're going to probably show up at the school within an hour to see what happened to you, even though nobody called them. So a lot of mothers definitely tune into their children to connect with their energy to see that they're going to be safe and okay. So we'll do an energetic cord release, but, man, that could go, you know, in so many different directions. So I didn't need you all to figure out something that you want to release. So, you know, and I don't have any suggestions. There could be hundreds of them. So here we go. Think of that one particular cord. Here we go. One, releasing it. Two, three, four, and five. There we go. Wow, a lot of energy there. I think of another one. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So I guess back to you, Kathy. That's pretty heavy.
Wow. this is some work to do online. okay, because there's a lot of instances. I know you mentioned, you know, that mothers seem to be courted to their kids. They know they're always kind of concerned about them. And I used to think my mother was kind of a detective. She always seemed to know what I was up to. And, you know, I wasn't even around her most of the time, but yet she was clued in somehow. And so I was thinking of one particular instance when you did that clearing. And I feel better now. I kind of have to laugh, kind of release the energy here. But it's so true, you know, that our perspectives change about our mothers and about the whole concept of mother, and our roles change. And as I said before, some of us are in the mother role, and we can approach these clearings in a different way as far as clearing the mother role from the cords and the keywords in that as a mother, having to be so responsible all the time and feeling, you know, like a lot of pressure for that. And plus that, many mothers didn't really get training in advance. So there was a lot of anxiety, too. So I'm sure it really just does generate some emotion. And that's why I'm glad we're talking about this today, Ron, because this is just an example of how all the aliens had to do was put Mother's Day on the calendar to evoke so much from people to get us, you know, a lot more tied to the agenda, alien agenda, and corded to each other and hooked up into timelines of emotion and memories and situations. So it's wonderful that we have the clearings, such as the natal barcode removal, the energetic people cording release, and of course the emotional clearing and timeline crashes to help us through some of these feelings that may surface, and expectations, and are the roles that we play. Another way I think to use the natal barcode removal is to clear keywords. Someone just sent in some good suggestions for the natal barcode removal for numbers. And if I can read these to you, Ron, it'll just take a minute. And if people want to grab a pen and jot these down, these are some pretty good ideas that someone already did the brain work for. And all you have to do, if you hear one you haven't done already or you want to do, just write it down right now. So grab a pen. There's a few of these here. I'll just read slowly. Okay, numeric uses for the natal barcode removal. And here are some ideas. One, your social security number, your passwords, your computer's IP number, your car or truck license plate, your bank account numbers, your phone numbers, starting from the beginning, your birth order, I guess that means if you were first born, second born, your general time of birth, address from the beginning, GP numbers, GPS numbers, the location of your, the numbers of your latitude and longitude of the home and office, your state's parcel number for your address, which is a public record number. These are ways we are tracked by aliens, and of course also by some, you know, government officials, or, you know, we're just tracked this way. Hackers know how to do this real well. So anyway, very good ideas. Thank you very much for submitting this list of how other ways we can use the natal barcode removal clearing online. And so let me check the fast chat, Ron, and see if there's any comments in here. Oh, yes, there are. Okay. This I want to address this answer to Hilda. She's asking if she doesn't understand the natal barcode both ways, keywords front and back. She doesn't understand. So, yes, Hilda, on the natal barcode clearing, there's a box that you can click where it'll clear off each individual letter or number that you type in. Then, when that's done, it'll show that it's finished. It takes a certain amount of minutes. Then, below it, you click on it to click it backwards, to clear it backwards. So then it'll take the letters or numbers, the very last one, and clear from the very last one to the very first one. That way it clears the energy both ways. Because the Ron has found that the words and the letters have energy front or back, forward or backward. And we who grew up in the 60s learned that when we would play our records backwards and we'd hear different words and songs in them, in the records, in the albums. So it's they're there. There's messages there in the backward letters. So I hope that explains it. Would you like to elaborate on that, Ron, or did I already say enough?
I think you got it good. So, yeah, just use the website and just follow the instructions. Very simple. And you don't have to type anything in backwards. It'll do it for you automatically. So I think it's getting, do we have any other stuff on CLS questions? We can go to the light ship in maybe 3 or 4 minutes if you like.
Someone's asking about a martyr clearing. I think this is in relation to the mother energy. And if someone wanted to clear the, you know, feeling like a martyr, maybe they inherited this or they noticed this in their mother or parents or grandmother, was part of the role that they played. This person's wondering if you could do a martyr clearing sample. And, you know, I haven't really heard of that before, but I mean, I know what a martyr is, but.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Yeah, that sounds good. So think of the martyr situation, whatever that would be. Here we go. So, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And another one here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so another question came in from CLS Questions, and this person's asking about alien robotic programming. He says he sees these same numbers about 2 to 5 times an hour for the past 6 months. Does he have alien handlers? They're double-digit numbers.
Wow, that to me would be pretty bizarre. I would get on and do... I definitely get the barcode off of you, of your body, number one, and then, you know, get it off your spirit, because it sounds like you're in deep soup.
Which barcode, Ron? You mean the death barcode?
No, I would do the regular, there's one for, like, the body. We don't call it body barcode, but you have the spirit barcode, and then you have the abduction barcode. Alien abduction barcode, I believe, was what it called. So get that one off of you, because they're tracking you. You're being tracked continuously. And then also, you know, get on and do those free clearings religiously. You know, do them all the time. Whatever one seems to work for you the best. They're all very good, but you may not be able to do them all at one time. But, you know, I would definitely do the satellite and the head connector one for sure. And then also get in and do the 2,000-year barcode that they put on you. Maybe you're being tracked, you know, from something that happened 1,000 years ago. And it's in your genetics, and now you're dealing with it, not knowing that you're dealing with it, but you see situations happening. So I would do that, because that could have been put on you way back when. And now you're getting awareness of that and not wondering what to do with it. So, yeah, if you're seeing those numbers all the time, you are hooked up. So let's do, I guess we could go to the light ship now. It's about a quarter tail. So this only works live on the Saturday programs that we have, if you're listening live. If you're not listening live and you're here in archive, you just feel the wonderful peace energy. So you need to be on the radio program to go to the light ship. And you can bring up your animal pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, if you wish. And here we go. So think of one particular healing you'd like to have, and we'll probably go through maybe a half a dozen rooms there before we come back. So here we go. Going up, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to go first into the a hot tub room, which is pretty standard for most of the calls that we're on. We go to the light ship. So you're in the hot tub room having your body cleared away and kind of being detoxed. You might feel the warmth of the water around you. Next, you're going into the room that has deer. So these are the deer energies. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to another location and request your healing for each room. The same healing. We'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we're going into a room that has the penguins. So we're in the water. Here's the penguin energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another room that has the little squirrels. So again, request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the rainforest room. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that feels pretty good to me. And we'll come back from the light ship now. And we're coming back down. And our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are now coming down with us. So coming down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, you're back, and just see how you're doing, how your body is responding. And I'll just turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Well, my body's responding well. It always does. My spirit and body are very receptive to the healings on the Creation Light Ship. It's kind of a jolt for me to have to return, but it's just fantastic being there and getting the healings and knowing that the light beings are taking care of us and addressing those things that really bother us so that we can be better prepared to experience the ascension and take our bodies with us as well as have a better life while we're here. So I definitely feel the peace energy there, and I hope others do too. So I'll be watching the fast chat for people's comments. And And now I have some testimonials that were sent to clsquestions@yahoo.com. These are probably from the past shows that you've had, Ron. And this listener says, since doing timeline crashes for the past 3 years, she no longer experiences deja vu. And the physical pain she's had seems to heal after 15 years of trying to find relief herself. She says the timeline crashes work well in conjunction with the whole life clearings that you often discuss on the program, Creation Lightship Healing. Thank you for sending that testimonial. And as you said yesterday, Ron, the timeline crashing, it's good to be specific on it for your healing requests and to write what your problem is, whether physical, emotional, or situational, and to keep it simple and direct for the light beings to understand. And keep asking your body, checking with your body to see if you've completed the timeline crashing or if you might need to do a few more. So that's basically how it works. Another letter. Yesterday you were talking about the clouds in the sky, and someone wrote in that the clouds are starting to look normal where they are as of Thursday, just a few days ago. And also, she does feel different, and she was in a funk all last week until Friday, and now she feels like herself again, too. So she's just letting you know that she felt the energy shift in regards to what you were discussing yesterday. Okay, so thank you very much for that comment. Another listener was sent a photo. She wants your opinion about this, Ron. She was sent a photo of her niece on vacation in Washington, D.C. Her niece was standing on the lawn, Capitol Hill. In the photo, she noticed in the sky over her niece a lot of clouds with ugly alien faces. She's wondering, is she able to clear that child and herself using the alien remote viewing clearing that you designed, a free clearing on your website, for herself and her niece, or is it too late?
Now, you can go back on timelines and do timeline crashes on it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going back into the timelines, find out when the picture was taken, if you happen to know that, or the day anyway, and clear that mm-hmm. day out of when the timeline, you know, was in effect, to manifest the aliens up in the clouds looking down upon you, since you're watching the picture and also, you know, the people or person there. So I would do timeline crashes on it, and you might actually even see the picture change that you have, and or the energy will become less on it. So that would be good. If you really want to get technical, some people are able to use a pendulum. So you may, you know, maybe print out the picture and maybe draw some circles around some of those alien clouds with the pictures of them looking down. And, you know, the remote viewing one would work too. But I would do the timeline crashes because you could be abducted or she could be abducted under those timelines. Because you want to get rid of the timelines, okay? The remote viewing is another thing. That normally is the moment, you know, to get rid of them. But I would do the timeline crashes. And you may want to get your pendulum out and see which one of those faces have the most energy that's being connected to the person and or you. And then do timeline crashes on that. And you may actually see the energies maybe changing in the picture, or if not, the energy of them working may be kind of nullified. So that's what I would do on that. Boy, it looks like our time's kind of coming to a close here. So I guess I'll just sign off here and say thank you, Kathy. We do have our 8-hour call tomorrow. If you have any announcements, that'd be great. So thank you, Kathy. Wonderful show tonight. And I hope everybody enjoyed the Mother's Day clearing here that we had. And definitely go in there, and, you know, because it's going to recycle next year. So you might as well, you know, if you're going to go into the natal chart one, think of maybe your mother's birthday, your birthday, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and, you know, just go to town on that natal chart clearing to get rid of the traumas, because those dates are going to roll by, and you're going to be, if you're feeling sad now, it'll be the same for each one of those particular days as it comes forward. So that's what I would do, is do that clearing. You have any suggestions to that, Kathy?
I think we covered it pretty well. I just want to add that the next program is Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific time, for Healing Highway on BBS Radio Station 1. And to please check the posts in the fast chat for relative announcements regarding this program and the other instructions and healings that Ron offers. So that's all for me for now. And thank you again, Ron, for all those healings tonight.
Okay, blessings, everybody. Hope to see you tomorrow on the call, 10 o'clock Pacific. So blessings. Good night, everybody.